Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time now to get an update at the Kotel. Avi K joins us on the line. Avi, good afternoon to you. Always great to have you on board the show. Welcome once again.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you again.
Great to have you on board, Avi. So over to you. Update at the Kotel. I trust now activities now picking up. The last couple of weeks you have mentioned that it has been somewhat quiet. But anyway, over to you. What is the latest?
Great. So market is still very, very much the same theme. It's still very quiet. But as everything in the Jewish calendar, there's always a Jewish holiday around the corner. Mm-hmm. Hanukkah is coming up.
Indeed.
And Hanukkah is not only a celebration of light and the defeat of good over evil. It's the story took place right there by the Kotel, just a few meters to the left of where we stand, stood the temple, and that's where the story took place. So Hanukkah in the Old City is really palpable and really real. What people do to try to paint the picture for our listeners,
sure,
is that people, you know, in South Africa, the custom, and again around the world, is to light your Hanukkah candles every night, adding another candle either in the window where people can see it from the street or in the doorway opposite the mezuzah. But in Jerusalem specifically, people have a custom to light it right outside. They have these glass boxes that you can open, you can light your Hanukkah candles and close them, and it just sheds this beautiful warmth throughout the old city. There's light reflecting over off the stone. It's usually cold, it's often raining, and you just got these lights throughout the little alleyways lit.
Wow.
And it really brings a sense of warmth. And what it also does is it brings hope to people that at the moment are really feeling punch drunk.
Right.
We don't really know what's going on with our hostages, and that is first and foremost on everybody's mind. On the 7th of October last year, our hostages were taken into Gaza, and all we want as a nation, and I think all peace-loving people in the world want, is just to give our hostages back. Everybody has suffered enough, and we still have 105 people we don't know. We got the sad news yesterday that people were rescued, but it looks like they had been killed by the captors, could have been killed by Israeli bombing strike. We don't know. But the bottom line, if they would return or they were never taken in the first place, we wouldn't have had that situation. And again, the Kotel continues to be the place of solace for people. This week, on Wednesday, the second week in a row, the father-in-law of Rabbi Tzvi Kogan, the Chabad Shliach, the Chabad emissary who was killed in Dubai, was at the Kotel this week. I saw him walking around, and I didn't go over to him, I didn't approach him, but obviously that is the place that people come as a Jewish nation for solace. If you go on to the Kotel website, you'll see that the family of Ivri Diskin, who was a soldier from the Golani Brigade, who was killed in Lebanon, came straight from the funeral to the Kotel once again to reconnect with their roots. And again, just to re-emphasize for everybody who's listening, for those who are in touch and those who feel connected, that here's a family who's lost a son, lost a husband, and the first thing they do is they come to the source of why their son and their husband was murdered or was killed in battle, to protect the land of Israel and the Jewish people that live in it, and ultimately Jews all over the world. No hate, no animosity. You don't hear them talking about revenge and bloodshed.
Mm.
It's just that they had lost a son, and that we have all lost a son. We've all lost a proverbial husband by this young man falling. And unfortunately, the Golani Brigade is one of those tough brigades that is full of energy, full of mischief at times. When you go to different ceremonies, they were really hammered in Tsugaitan, the war 10 years ago. They again have been at the fighting edge of the Israeli army, and many of their young men have given up their lives, that I can have this conversation with you, that I can go just now out for supper, whatever it is, free and fair in this country, Jew, Arab, Christian, because they have protected us. Also, interesting, on the website of the Kotel Foundation, is 30 years since Rabbi Goren's passing. Right. For those who don't know, Rabbi Goren is a, or is still, I suppose, a giant of a man, the first chief rabbi of Israel, first chief rabbi of the Israeli army, of the IDF. He was appointed by Ben-Gurion. His surname was actually Gorenchik, and Ben-Gurion said to him, that's not a modern Israeli name, and he shortened it for him down to Goren, and Rabbi Goren became a larger-than-life figure in so many spheres of Jewish life. In Israel, he was the first chief rabbi of the army, and one of his legacies is that the Israeli army at the time then wanted to have two different bases, those for soldiers who kept kosher and for those who didn't. And Rabbi Goren fought, and Ben-Gurion stood behind him. And today, every single army base is kosher. Mm-hmm. Whether the soldier keeps kosher or not is irrelevant. It caters for, across the board, for those who keep kosher. And that was one of Rabbi Goren's legacies. The other legacy is a picture of him blowing the shofar at the Western Wall and saying, Har HaBet Bayadenu, the Temple Mount is in our hands. And from there, he got on his car, and him and his driver drove down to Hebron, thinking that they were behind the army. In the meantime, they were in the front of the army, and the mayor of Hebron, actually handed over the keys of the city to Rabbi Goren.
Wow.
And not to a military parade. That's just an interesting piece of trivia that we throw into it. But Mike, to end off with, I've got this picture in my mind that I saw yesterday of this beautiful young groom and bride coming to the Kotel in the cold weather with the wind blowing.
Okay,
the
right.
Kotel's getting ready to put on her winter coat that often snows there at the height of winter. But they wanted to be at the Kotel. And there I saw Rabbi Kogan's father-in-law in the same mix. And here's a man heartbroken at the loss of his son-in-law. And here is the continuation of the bride and groom. And again, the bride and groom belongs to everybody. People cheered for them when they came in. People cheered for them when they went out. The bride was magnificent in her benevolence and just greeting everybody. And when people were singing, she was so animated. Just beautiful to see. The two juxtaposed, the grieving father-in-law, and yet the continuation that people come to the Kotel. And again, on behalf of the Kotel Foundation, on behalf of the Jews and the people of Israel, I invite everybody to come and visit for Hanukkah.
Sure.
Israel's open for business. Yes, we are at war, but we are safe.
Mm-hmm.
And please come, one and all. Every person that comes helps the economy. You walk through the old city, you just get the sense that people are desperate to come back. So we look forward to welcoming you.
Avi, you don't mind staying on the line. We'd very much like to catch up on the LEK project. Do you still have a few minutes to spend with us?
Absolutely. Thank
Marvelous. You. If you can just stay on the line, Avi, we just need to cross over for a quick news break. Avi K bringing us an update from the Kotel. We'll be back after this. Time now to find out what's happening in the world of news.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time check is just about going 29 minutes to 5. If you've just joined us, welcome to the Afternoon Overdrive, the second hour of the Afternoon Overdrive. 101.9 Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me now on the line, we have Avi K. Well, Avi's just given us an update from the Kotel. But Avi, thanks for staying on the line. So as I mentioned before we went to that short news update, it's time now for an update from you on the LAK project. Over to you. How is that developing right now?
So that's developing fantastically. Thank you, as always. In fact, today I just dealt with a company in Pretoria called Bags for the letter U.
Okay.
They are making the military backpack that the Elikhaise Futura is going to go into. We will, please God, be finishing the last letters in a few weeks on the anniversary of Eli's Hebrew passing.
Mm-hmm.
We will be finishing that in a small ceremony, and hopefully when the war is over and Bnei Akiva International is able to finish their building, it will then be housed there, and it will join young people on their tours around the country.
Wow.
Poland 4 times a year. But it was just wonderful to deal with a lady in Pretoria and get the bag made in Pretoria. And I just want to give the company a punt because they've been absolutely fantastic. And really, they've never done anything like this before. I just sent them photos and dimensions, and it's being done by them. So South Africans can do anything if they put their mind to it. But tomorrow is, not tomorrow, next week, sorry, on the 11th, is a very significant day for us as a family. Mora Rebecca Saki, the principal of the Torah Academy Girls High School, brings the Birthright Group to Israel. It's not only Torah Academy, it's all the religious day schools in South Africa that join together, and they are coming to visit the vineyard. For us, it's important because Torah Academy is Eli's school, and Eli was really, his connection to Israel was really finalized at that tour that he came on with Rabbi Hasdan all those years ago. And we look very forward, my wife, Devora, and myself, to welcoming these group of youngsters from South Africa to see what we've been able to do, to show them that even though as a nation, as a Jewish people, and as friends of the Jewish people, we are really, really suffering with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the headlines that you just read, Hezbollah restocking, it's beyond comprehension. And we are growing, and we are going to make sure that there's constant growth and redevelopment in Israel. And the first line, there are 30 rows of vines. That first row is named after a very dear friend of ours, Chaim Saki, and we look very forward to welcoming that school. What we are going to do also is at the end of the tour of the vineyard, they'll be doing some volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
They will bonfire, and they'll be joined by an all-girls unit from the army, just for them to interact with them, but the English-speaking girls. And we're hoping to really just have a very special event there. And for us, that's the pinnacle. Eli's sister school, the Torah Academy Girls School, coming with Mora Rebecca from all the Jewish day schools in the city is just something that we are really excited to host. And I look forward to the report back next Thursday. After we've gone through that.
Avi, you reminded me of the weather conditions now that Israel is experiencing. Of course, now you in your winter. Any specific methods or any specific, plans that you have that one needs to pay attention to regarding, because the vineyard is very, very young now, isn't it? It's vulnerable.
Yes. So one thing about an Israeli winter that is absolutely crucial to make it pleasant, because you can have fun in the cold. The whole of Europe does it. North America does it. South Africans tend to freeze when it gets a little bit cold. Is good footwear. If your feet are dry,
right.
If your socks are dry, everything else will be good. The vineyard, the truth is that this is the hibernation period now. We've laid down the mulch. We've made sure that the roots will remain warm and the leaves will fall off. And one of the things that this group is going to do is to make sure that every vine has a healthy covering of mulch around it.
Okay.
But it's a time where you just know that nature is resting. It's regaining its energy. That which needs to decompose is decomposing in order to generate new life as the moment that spring comes. As the days start to get longer, That's what the plants recognize. They recognize the longer periods of sunshine, and that galvanizes them into spring growth. And we look forward to that because we will already be in our second year
sure.
when spring comes around this year.
Indeed. Avi, it's been great chatting to you once again. And yes, everything of the best in the LEK project. And yeah, I look forward to your chat next week once again. Avi, take care. Stay safe. Be blessed. Shabbat shalom for tomorrow. Avi K, guide to the Kotel, joining us every Thursday to bring us the latest news from that part of the world.